From the WDXC newsroom, this is the WDXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Dan Friedman reports in the Times Union that Republican Representative Elise Stefanik and Democrat Antonio Delgado both represent districts that voted for Donald Trump. While Delgado is supporting an impeachment inquiry, he has not seen much public outrage for that position. Stefanik, who does not support investigating the president for an admitted quid pro quo with a foreign government to investigate a political opponent, has seen protests. While Delgado has almost 30 town hall meetings, Stefanik has held only a few public events at daytime hours when most voters are working. Stefanik also refused to speak with the Times Union for this report. On October 18th, Stefanik signed on to a letter saying the Intelligence Committee has no business pursuing impeachment. Harvey Shantz, a political scientist at SUNY Plattsburgh, said, and I quote, "As a Republican from a district that voted for Trump by a comfortable margin, Stefanik's rejection of impeachment reflects, as best a yes or no position can, partisan and re-election incentives," end quote. Many protesters who gather outside any event she does hold in the 21st Congressional District north of Albany disagree. Joe Seaman, who serves on the steering committee of Saratoga Progressive Action, said, and I quote, "There is no line that Trump can cross that will make her give up her fealty to Trump's mob boss leadership. She's a well-spoken and well-educated version of Trump," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that the town of Wappinger Highway Superintendent Vincent Bettina is seen in a video circulating on social media stealing campaign literature of his opponent from a storm door. The doorbell camera video is from a homeowner in the Dutchess County town who wishes to remain anonymous but are reportedly angry at Bettina for the theft. The video shows a campaign worker for Mike Sheehan, Bettina's opponent, placing the campaign literature in the door when no one answers the bell, and then later in the day shows Bettina walking off with it when no one answers the bell. Bettina did not return repeated calls for comment. Currently, many town candidates across the state are ringing bells ahead of the November 5th election. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. The town of Catskill is closing all buildings and services on October 21st after the death of the town's receiver of taxes, Michael D. Benedictus. A mass of Christian burial will be held at 10 a.m. on October 21st at St. Anthony's Friary, with interment following at the town of Catskill Cemetery. The First Responder Ambulance Corps said in the event of a weather emergency, Catskill Highway Department will be open. The town of Catskill posted a message on its website that read, and I quote, "There are no words to describe the contributions made by Michael D. Benedictus to the town of Catskill. He served as our receiver of taxes, but that role doesn't begin to capture all he did for his beloved Catskill, a leader of seniors at the Robert C. Antonelli Senior Center and beyond. Michael was the epitome of what being a public servant should be. To say that he will be missed doesn't begin to capture the loss to his family, his colleagues in public service, and the entire community. We extend our sympathies to Sam and the family, and will join them in celebrating Michael's extraordinary life," end quote. Early voting begins October 26th in the town elections across New York State. Locally, Greene County has one location in Catskill, while voters registered in Columbia County have three locations to vote ahead of November 5th: the county office building in Hudson, the Martin H. Glenn Municipal Building in Valencia, and the Copec Town Hall in Copec. In Greene County, early voting takes place October 26th through November 3rd at the Greene County Office Building, 411 Main Street, number 430 in Catskill. In southern Albany County, the Helderberg Ambulance Site at 978 Coal Hill Road in East Bern will be set up for all voters registered in election districts in Bern, Knox, Rensselaerville, and Westerlo. The Bethlehem Lutheran Church at 85 Elm Avenue in Delmar will be for voters registered in Bethlehem, Coeymans, and New Scotland. In southern Rensselaer County, the Scodack Town Hall at 265 Sherman Road in Castleton-on-the-Hudson will be set up for early voting. To gain a political advantage, Republicans in the majority in Rensselaer County did not set up an early voting site in Troy, the county's largest city and home to more Democrats than GOP members. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.